Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University, here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Cook. I am the chair of the counseling department here at Houston Baptist University and director of the Gideon Institute of Christian Psychology and Counseling. We have several programs in our department and oversee a number of faculty, both full-time and adjunct, and we have both online and residential programs.
Dr. Cook, you played such an important role in not only your background and experience at Huntington University, at Taylor, and PhD in psychology, New Orleans, but in understanding the hurts of people. And traditionally the church, and I'm using that term universally, historically kind of concealed its problems. And then we finally have entered into this age where you can actually say, oh, I have a depression problem. I have anxiety. My wife and I are struggling. And there's an openness. And whether it's the suicidal death of Rick Warren's son, Matthew, or whatever the trigger mechanism is, we are slowly seeing an openness. What kind of opportunity is there for us to achieve emotional health now?
Well, it would seem like the door is pretty wide open right now. As you say, there's just a growing consensus and a growing awareness in the church that mental health is not separate from spiritual health, is not separate from physical health, that it's all wrapped up in one. So the preponderance of people who are struggling with mental disorders, and not every problem that warrants counseling is a mental disorder, but many are, is just overwhelming in our culture. And it's not just beyond the doors of the church, it's within the church. A number of high profile pastors, you know, who have admitted to struggling with mental disorders, having struggles of their own, even some, unfortunately, who have committed suicide.
I've read the reports, numerous ones. Recent a pastor who preached on Romans 8:28 went home and killed himself. All things work together for good. I mean, this isn't, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean your emotional health is utopia.
No, no, not at all. As one popular slogan has it, you can have Jesus and a therapist too.
Sure.
You know? And in our day and age particularly, we have, I think in many ways, constructed a society that engenders mental struggles, emotional struggles, psychological struggles in people, as well as spiritual struggles in people. It's just a very complex, the connectedness of our culture, the complexity of our culture, the conflict that exists in our culture, the disparity and conflict between worldviews. We've created a society which I think just engenders mental disorders.
We're talking to Dr. Michael Cook, chair of the counseling department and director of the Gideon Institute at HBU. I look at your resume, your CV, and it's you've had an entire career at this. Yeah. Why did you come to HBU? You could have gone to different places. Why here?
Yeah, so a number of years ago, teaching at a university in Indiana, I really felt as though there was a growing sense of restlessness at that time. And then I got a phone call from Dr. Eric Johnson, who asked if I would be interested in helping him to start programs here at HBU, an institute here at HBU. And immediately I said yes, and then I had to say, let me ask my wife first
course, and, that's the most important question.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And to her credit, God bless her, she said, I go where you go. So we packed up and moved here to Houston. And
you're a long way from Upland, Indiana to Houston, Texas.
Yes, yeah, yes, absolutely.
Quite a different, not many corn stalks.
Yeah, well, Huntington, Indiana, but very close. And very long, long way. And it was a bit of a cultural shock moving to Houston for us. It took a while for us to get used to it. I can't say that we've grown accustomed to the traffic. I didn't know that Houston was the National Center for Creative Driving.
So, right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's why I'm here, is that phone call from Eric Johnson and the opportunity to do something here that, as far as we know, doesn't exist anywhere else nationally. And there are only a couple of places, even internationally, that are doing anything similar.
You know, I love that. And Dr. Johnson and I have talked a lot about these sola scriptura enthusiasts who, again, are indirectly against Christian counseling, Christian mental health. Mm-hmm. And by sola scriptura, I'm obviously borrowing from Luther, where they believe the point that the Bible and the Bible alone means that there cannot be any form of Christian psychology. Right. It's such an error, and it's tragic that we have that. Now, you and Dr. Johnson are biblically oriented, biblically based, but you're going a different direction. Explain.
Yeah, so we have a two-prong approach, and this is what we teach in our programs. So we teach our students to work with Christian clients in ways that are distinctively Christian and that are Christian derived. So from scripture, from deep Christian theologians over the centuries, from deep Christian intellectual thinkers such as Kierkegaard, you know, Augustine, Luther, Jonathan Edwards, folks like that. And also taking advantage of the best of the scholarship in the secular fields, but screening that through a Christian worldview and a biblical consistency in that approach. We also teach our students how to work with non-Christians in ways that are implicitly Christian. So they might not advertise it as Christian, but you always are working from some type of value orientation, worldview orientation, some type of ethos, some type of vision of what flourishing, human flourishing looks like. And so in that regard, they're still working very implicitly Christian in that. And there's the whole issue of consent. And so we teach our students to be honest in that consent process. The reality is that you can't not work within a value orientation and a worldview orientation. It's inescapable. So we want our students to work within a Christian worldview and value orientation, even when they're working with non-Christian clients.
And just to be definitive here, we want to explain the Gideon Institute, its opportunity, as opposed to the academic opportunities that Dr. Johnson and you are innovating here. Can you explain those differences?
Yes. So the Gideon Institute, the long title is the Gideon Institute of Christian Psychology and Counseling, and we do several things. We do we develop programs, and so we started the Master of Arts in Christian Counseling and the Master of Arts in Christian Psychology. We've also now have a Master of Arts in Christian Psychological Studies.
Are those residential or online?
They are right now residential. We are also launching the Master of Arts in Christian Counseling online as well, beginning this coming fall.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, we're excited about that. I think it will go gangbusters.
Yeah.
So we develop programs. We also Professional training and community outreach and community education. So helping professionals, Christian professionals particularly, to become more oriented toward a Christian approach to these approaches that we teach. And so we sponsor conferences and workshops and webinars, and we're starting to do podcasts as mm-hmm. well, just like this one.
Yes.
So yeah. Yeah. We also operate the Gideon Institute Counseling Center, which is out at our fitness center here on the second floor. So we work with students from the campus for counseling needs as well.
And is that a charge basis?
There is a fee, but it's a very low cost compared to what you would find in the marketplace. Very low cost. And so we staff it primarily with our students who are in the program. And it's open to the community. So we're seeing people from the community from all walks of life who are coming in that door. So, yeah.
You know, a Christian counselor, I was mentored in ministry by some men, and one I'll leave nameless, nationally known. I used to fly on his plane with him. At the end of his life, he was physically crashing. Mm-hmm. And they had an EMS guy traveling with us who acted like a photographer. And really what he was there for, that if he collapsed, to help him. And as close as he and I were, he never said to me, "Jerry, I've got congenital heart failure." He came from that genre. You remember that group of leaders?
Sure.
Where you never got down. You never did 40 hours a week. You did 120 hours a week. You know, the old "You for Christ" line, "I'd rather burn out than rust out." Mm. That was the old "You for Christ" mm-hmm. leader line.
Right.
Both are totally wrong, right? Mm-hmm. And I look back and I think, wow, you know, we were together multiple times. What in the world was he really facing? And wouldn't it have been great if we could have shared? Now, Eric, your colleague, is so transparent. That's what I love about him. And I'm sure you're the same way. And I've learned to become increasingly transparent.
That's good, yeah.
And it took time.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because I got mentored by people that were Superman.
Yeah.
Until they crashed and, you know, or died.
Right.
Why is it important to know who we are, what our needs are, and get help, whether at Gideon or Institute or from some respected Christian counseling source?
Well, the first thing is it acknowledges that we're finite beings. We know God and we are not Him. So we have our weaknesses, we have our limits. We have our own sins, our own sense of our own expression of depravity that we struggle with, all of this. And this becomes part of living confessionally. And so that idea of living transparently, but it doesn't mean that I tell everybody I come into contact with all of my deepest, darkest things that I struggle with. There's wisdom, I think, in trusting trustworthy others, and so I have to take the context into consideration, the relationship into consideration. But we need to be able to live confessionally with others. We have to have that, and it's just a recognition that we are finite beings. We have our own sense of depravity. And if we live the opposite of that, why would we need God?
Yeah. Very well said. We're talking to Dr. Michael Cook, chair of the counseling department, director of the Gideon Institute of Christian Psychology and Counseling at HBU. Michael's had a career of 25 years in higher education, served at Huntington University, Taylor University, undergraduate degree in sociology from Albany, his advanced degree, MDiv in pastoral ministries, and PhD in psychology from New Orleans Baptist, great school, licensed marriage and family therapist. You know, Christy and I got married 43 years ago, and we said from the get-go we wanted two goals for our life, a great marriage, not a good marriage, and kids that had a heart for God. And we kept saying that. we invested in that.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's sad to see how many marriages have crashed. You've seen it.
Yes.
And I remember Gottman did that book, Why Marriages Fail and Succeed, and said marriages that failed had the seeds of failure right from the beginning.
Right.
And they just simply grew. What would you say, I mean, outside of our faith in Christ, spousal-wise, what is some of the keys that you believe are important to be a faithful spouse, to nurture a healthy marriage?
So you mentioned our faith in Christ, and I do think that is probably the foundational issue, really. It's that ongoing active communion with Christ, but also active communion with our spouse. And so some of the keys are the ways in which we communicate. And so communicating in ways that translate into our spouse that they are valued, that we value them. That's what love is. Love communicates value. And so communicating in those ways. And that can be difficult when you're doing, 48 hours a week and you've got all this stress and you come home and you're tired, you're both tired, you're working full-time jobs. So there's also a component of managing outside stress. This is what the research shows, that probably about 60% of conflict between couples is because they're bringing outside stress home into the relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's huge, and that's a growing number. That's an increasing number. Other things relate to having relationships that actually support a healthy marriage beyond the marriage itself.
Yes.
Becomes very important as well. You mentioned Gottman, so he's probably the world's foremost researcher into marriage. And according to his research, the thing that is more predictive of divorce than any other is whether or not the husband will receive influence from the wife.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so there's a sense of humility that becomes very, very important. Those characterological issues that we all have some struggle with. But giving attention to character and to the demonstration of, particularly from a Christian standpoint, the fruit of the Spirit in our interactions with our spouse.
Wow, so true. Just in our final moments, I want you to look in the camera and tell prospective students why they should consider HBU as their academic choice in this field of psychology and counseling that Dr. Johnson, you, Dr. Cook, your colleagues are really cutting a new trail and really just beginning. Why should they come here?
So here at Houston Baptist University Department of Counseling, we do what is not being done, as far as we can tell, anywhere else. And the way that we bring together counseling and Christianity, and the way that we train students to work with clients, both Christian and non-Christian, we have an excellent reputation in the field, and we're producing high-quality graduates from our programs. And we take a personal touch in the way in which we mentor students. We know their names. We interact with them outside of the class. And so it's about the relationship foundationally that we have with students and the approach that we take to relating counseling and Christianity.
Dr. Cook, the other day in Atlanta, I spent 6 hours with a businessman who's trying to help put the pieces back together, Ravi Zacharias Ministries.
Sure, yeah.
And
huge fallout.
And I knew Ravi. I knew him from the beginning. We were in Langley, B.C., at the same hotel 38 years ago. And you know, what a disaster. What a disaster. Mm-hmm. And yet if you're with Ravi one-on-one, I mean, Michael Pence is eulogizing him at his funeral. Mm-hmm. He was so covert in what he was doing, a total different life. And add Thailand to that, and it's not a good recipe. You are helping people, students, peers, faculty, with your colleague, Dr. Johnson, come to spiritual, mental, emotional health.
Right.
Could there be anything more important?
I don't think so. I mean, our relationship with God is the most important thing. I mean, that has eternal consequence, eternal weight, right? You can't easily separate out the psychological and the spiritual. We actually teach a model. It's a mouthful, but it's the bio, psycho, socio, ethico, spiritual model in how to work with humans and how to work with human problems. So we take the biological into consideration. We look at the psychological, and there are multiple things under that umbrella, particularly the sociological, the you know, issues of relationship, issues of the larger social systems and culture, the ethical in terms of characterological, vices and virtues kind of idea. And then, of course, the spiritual, what's happening with us in terms of our relationship with God and with other spiritual entities, how we relate to those as well. We have to take all of that into consideration from a Christian standpoint. So it's a very holistic model.
It sounds awesome. I I'd love to take it myself. Dr. Michael Cook is a gift to HBU and an opportunity for you to not only be trained, but to go help others. And I think it was Talmage who decades ago said, "Preach to a broken heart and you'll find one in every pew."
Sure.
And how true was that statement from one of the great mentors of the past? Learn more about not only the Gideon Counseling Center, but about all of the opportunities for training under two of the nation's leaders, Dr. Eric Johnson, Dr. Michael Cook, here at HBU, hbu.edu, College of Education and Behavioral Sciences. Check that out. You can learn more about how you can be a student at HBU, hbu.edu/admissions, 281-649-3211. Our graduate school, hbu.edu grad, 281-649-3269. And we also celebrate that HBU has students now in nearly all 50 states in the United States. Although we're here in Houston, you can be a student with academia that's distinguished. Yes, a Christian perspective, but taught with excellence and substance. It's why when we went through our recent SACS accreditation, it happened just in lightning speed, with combined accreditors saying, "Wow, we looked at HBU and we've all left with ideas to apply in our own respective universities." That's the academic difference at HBU. This is not a factory mill where you get a degree that doesn't have much substance. It's a place that will change your life and equip you for leadership in the future. HBUonline.com, 855-428-1960. Dr. Cook, I'm so thrilled to meet you and excited to see all the things you and Dr. Johnson are going to come up with. Keep us in touch. We want to keep reporting them.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.